Morning Show.
Call 1-888-310-2DSL today.
Verizon. Make progress every day. Business DSL provided by Verizon Online. 1 year term required. Early cancellation fees apply. Networking feature assumes single DSL connection and IP address. Speed not guaranteed. Offer ends 10/31/04. Rebate values vary. Other terms and restrictions apply.
Now Applebee's has a service that lets you make dinner just by making a call.
Well, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, little darling.
Applebee's Carside to Go is here. Get all your favorite foods delivered straight from our kitchen to your car. With Carside to Go, just call in your order. When you get here, you park in a reserved spot and a server brings your food out to you. You just roll down your window.
Oh, pretty baby, I love you so.
And it's not fast food, it's Applebee's Food Fast. Take home anything from our Oriental chicken salad to a juicy house sirloin, all without ever leaving your car.
Let's go!
So try Applebee's Carside to Go. You call it in, we bring it out. Weight Watchers menu items are also now available to go. 10 tempting new dishes, all with that great Applebee's taste. Eating right never tasted so good.
Let's go!
Hey, isn't that my sweater?
Yeah, I'm meeting that guy Luke, so I borrowed it.
How do I look? The outfit says, "Hello, Luke." But the shabby wireless signal bars say, "Hello, Luke, you there? Maybe you should borrow my AT&T wireless phone."
Our best network ever is now better than ever. Because now GSM America from AT&T Wireless gives you more coverage in more places coast to coast. Right now, get two lines for $34.99 a month each with no roaming charges in the U.S. and free calling to other AT&T Wireless customers. Plus, add up to two more lines for $9.99 a month each, all with a two-year agreement.
So, how'd it go last night?
The phone worked great, but Luke and I, no connection.
To get started, stop by an AT&T Wireless store or call 1-800-SWITCH-ME. How many bars do you have?
All with a GSM America $59.99 national plan with two-year agreement. Requires compatible GSM device, $36 activation, two lines per account, and $175 early termination fees, OAC. Free calling available from our own network. Coverage includes owned and roam areas, $1.75 monthly regulatory programs fee, and other charges and restrictions.
106.7.
It's back, just in time for the new school year. The big
Stop
buy one,
that.
Get one.
That's not what I wanted.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me. There's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The Don and Mike Show. Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm the poster child for that, I tell you what, right now. Hey, folks, it's your old buddy Rob. Not that there's going to be any mistakes today, but I want you to know something. As you're listening to the best of Don and Mike, I'm training Beth Ann to run the board. So if you hear a mess up, it's obviously her fault. All right? That understood. Let's move on with the best of. Great stuff here. We just talked in the last break about Paxil. And on this break, Don and Mike go to Paxil.com. And I believe they take quizzes to see who needs the Paxil. Is that right? I hate quizzes. I didn't even study. It's Paxil.com on the best of Don and Mike.
Buzz, you're going to help us here now, Mike.
All right.
And I think this is be good for you and everyone listening to the show.
Okay.
What we've done is gone to Paxil.com.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Where they have, as I've been told, yes, a test that you can take.
To see if you need it.
To see if you need Paxil.
Well, this will be good. I might find out that I'm taking the wrong medication.
Apparently, it treats three different things: general anxiety disorder, social anxiety, and panic disorder. And they have tests for each of those. I've chosen, I think, wisely, the test for general anxiety.
Yeah, right, I would fall into that category. That is what I'm told is why I get so tense and like traffic.
Buzz, do we have to write down our answers here or anything?
Yeah, it's probably a good idea if you do, because
Don.
The bottom of the page, we're going to have to push a button that will give us a score.
Okay, very good. Now, are we going to answer these out loud, or are we going to write them down?
I think we answer them out loud.
Yeah, all right. Well, then we don't need to write them down.
Well, no, we do so Buzz can key them in.
Okay.
Right.
But never mind. You know what? I'll write your answers down.
Okay, very good. Okay. Very good.
And I'll write Rob's down as well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're ready. Go ahead.
Question 1A. Do you worry excessively, or are you anxious a lot of the time?
I would say for myself, yes.
Really? Yes, for me.
Rob?
No.
How about you, Buzz?
No, for me. Now, if the answer was yes, we should answer questions 1B and 1C, and if the answer was no, we should skip to question 2.
All right,
so,
well, Mike, you and I get the next question.
We get the next question.
Okay, 1B. Are these worries present more days than not? These worries that you have, these anxieties?
For me, that would be no.
Okay. Mike?
Yes.
Yes for Mike. For Rob?
No, Rob doesn't have to answer.
Oh, okay, right. That's right. That's right. He had no. 1C, how long have these worries and anxiety been present? Your choices are 0 to 2 months, 3 to 5 months, 6 to 12 months, or more than a year.
I mean, I'm kind of obsessive, though, guys. I say more than a year.
Okay.
Yeah, more than a year for
all
me.
Right, for both. And question number 2. Are you often bothered by the following? And you have, it looks like, 6 choices here. Feeling restless, keyed up, or on edge. Feeling tense. Feeling tired, weak, or easily exhausted. Having difficulty concentrating. You know what, these each have yes or no, so I'll just go back and give me a yes or no for each one of them.
All of those are no for me thus far.
And, you know, I have to say most of them are no for me also.
Okay. Having difficulty concentrating, feeling irritable, and having difficulty sleeping.
You know, the difficulty sleeping is one of the huge ones for this.
Right.
And I do not have difficulty sleeping.
So
but
no.
Feeling irritable? Yes.
So yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, and I got a no on all of those. Okay.
Feeling irritable?
I'm just going to, because we need to proceed here, I'm going to write in Don's
answers. Not like you.
I'm not talking about me. Answer the questions honestly.
There we go.
I've worked with you for 16 years. You feel irritable quite a bit of the time.
Okay, now this is, I believe, the final question.
I do not believe I do. I do believe I'm...
It's the way you feel, I guess. I guess the way we perceive you would be different, you know, as far as the way you feel, it's all up to you and the way you perceive yourself.
And that's correct, Mike. Mm-hmm. Okay? Okay, Paxman?
Now, thank you. Thank you for your cruelty.
And I believe the final question, number 3, would you say your anxiety or worry interferes with your work, family, or social life? Does this anxiety interfere with your work, your family, or your social life? Your choices are not at all, very little, somewhat, very much, or extremely.
Very little.
Very much.
Okay. Now, Mike, you've already actually taken this test elsewhere, so I've submitted Don's answers.
I really haven't, though. I never took a test.
Oh, okay. Well, I can only put in one person's answer since your answers vary.
I understand.
So I'm now going to click on Submit Your Answers. Thank you for honestly answering the questions.
You're welcome.
And all they've done is show us the answers.
What's he going to say?
Okay.
Take Paxil immediately.
Oh, your answers are inconclusive, Don. According to the Paxil website, your answers are inconclusive. And that's because you said yes in the beginning to anxiety and the length of time, but no to many of the other questions on the test.
I'm anxious. I get keyed up like I think most people do, right?
Right, right. Well, and a certain amount of that is normal.
There's no need to get defensive, Don.
I'm not, Mike. Perhaps I seem a bit emotional to you because I'm currently not under any antidepressants. Whatever feelings I have just kind of come out.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's not deadening my real feelings, as you can probably tell.
Paxil.com recommends, Don, that you print out your results and show them to your doctor.
Okay.
So he can evaluate them further.
All right. I recommend Paxil.com. Kiss my ass.
now, there's no stigma behind taking
this. No, of course
stuff.
Not.
There's none whatsoever. You're reacting like it's a bad thing.
No stigma.
Like there's something wrong with you if you take this stuff.
Here's my feeling on it.
You know, you sit there and you get, honestly, you know, you give that all that bravery crap, and then you come on you act like there's a big, you know, like it's some kind of cancer.
No. Listen, this is what I really mean. You were brave to come on yesterday and talk about that.
Yeah.
That I mean.
Yeah.
I think.
Thanks.
I think that. What was the question again? I think that there's nothing wrong with taking Paxil.
Right.
As long as you're taking it and I'm not.
Ah.
There you go. Okay.
That's pretty
nothing wrong with taking anything. You know, if it gets you the results you want, fine. They've made vast strides in these areas.
All right, let's take another test, Buzz.
All right. Well, you want to take the one for panic or social anxiety?
Well, neither. Well, you know what? I mean, if we're talking about social anxiety, is like you don't like going to, you know, being crowded rooms
exactly.
or anything like that, you know, and being around people.
I would be.
You want to? I mean,
you're
I don't.
Just trying to nail me. On
I am
one
not.
Of the,
I am
and
not.
That's fine because I'm.
But you know what? You don't have social. You say you don't like people. You don't have social anxiety.
You do
I
fine.
Know you. I know you don't. You'll
I'll
be fine
take the
on
test.
That.
All right, social anxiety coming up.
You want me to answer this with you here?
Yeah.
Because you know, I mean, when it comes to social anxiety, I have the opposite.
You're right.
I'm too calm in a crowd.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Yes.
I am afraid of people in authority. Now, in each case, all your choices are the same on all these questions. Your choices are not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, or extremely. Those are your choices.
Not
just,
at all.
Okay, you're not afraid of people in authority.
No.
Zero. Okay?
No, I am not either.
All right. Number two, I am bothered by blushing in front of people. I'm bothered by blushing in front of other people.
No.
Okay.
No.
Number three, parties and social events scare me.
Well, now, scare is a very...
That's the word they used.
Well, that's why you get the degrees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I say no.
Not at all, a little bit, not at all.
Oh, the degrees. Yeah, a little bit, a little
okay,
bit,
little
a little bit.
Bit little
not
bit.
At all.
Well, all right. I can only put in one set of answers. I avoid talking to people I don't know. Number four, I avoid talking to people I don't know. Not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
Very much.
Very much.
Not at all.
Shut up.
Number five, being criticized scares me a lot. Choices are not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
Somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat.
All right. Number six, fear of embarrassment causes me to avoid doing things or speaking to people.
Not at all.
Not at all. You okay. can't do what we do.
No, you can't.
Not at
can't
all.
Can't be done.
Number seven, sweating in front of people causes me distress.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jesus
not
Christ.
Not at all, a little bit, somewhat. Yeah,
anybody,
not,
anybody knows me.
Not at all?
No, no.
Somewhat, very little.
Number eight, I avoid going to parties. Not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Not at all.
A little bit.
Number nine, I avoid activities in which I am the center of attention. I avoid activities in which I am the center of attention. Not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
I'd say very much.
Not at all.
I don't like that.
Next question, number 10. Talking to strangers scares me. Same choices.
A little bit.
A little bit?
Not at all.
Number 11, I avoid having to give speeches.
Oh, no.
No, that doesn't. Number 12, I would do anything to avoid being criticized. I would do anything to avoid being criticized.
What are my choices?
Not
again?
At all, little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Number 13, heart palpitations bother me when I am around people.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Number 14, I am afraid of doing things when people might be watching.
A little bit.
Okay, a little bit. Number
not
15,
at all.
Being embarrassed or looking foolish are among my worst fears.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Number 16, I avoid speaking to anyone in authority.
Well, now I've got to say that that's true because I am currently avoiding speaking to Ken Stephens.
Yeah, but generally speaking,
but you,
that's a specific.
You gravitate towards that in normal circumstances. You speak to people in authority.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah,
hold on.
I'd say not at
Someone
all.
Someone wants to bust my balls about this test already? Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I have to bust your balls a little bit. The other day, I don't know if it was yesterday, a couple days ago, some guy called. And he was giving you a bunch of crap about something, and you had mentioned that you did not care what anybody thought about you or what anybody said about you. You didn't care. They could say whatever they wanted. But you just said that criticism bothers you a little bit, right?
Of course, honey.
Sure, everybody.
It bothers everybody a little bit. Honey, if some douchebag calls the show and wants to argue with me, I'm going to say I don't give a rat's ass what you think.
That's in the argument. I mean, everybody's going to talk like that in an argument.
You know, but in the big scheme of things, I don't think I'm any different from anybody else. But, you know, sometimes people criticize me, and I bleed.
That's right.
Well, that's cool.
I'm simply flesh and bone.
There you go.
All right.
Just a minute.
Well, I love you guys. And Buzz, you have a
Your call has terribly upset me.
You ought to
I'm
apologize.
Sure it has.
Could you apologize to Donnie? He's very upset.
Absolutely not, because he wouldn't apologize to me if he upset me, so I'm not going to apologize to him.
This call is making me blush and sweat.
All right. Goodbye, bitch.
Thanks. Bye.
That's how you handle it.
Bye-bye.
Number 17, as we approach the end, trembling or shaking in front of others is distressing to me. Not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
Well, wait,
it's a loaded question. Trembling or shaking in front of others is distressing to me. It's a stupid question. But
I don't tremble or shake in front of people.
Well, there you go. I'll say not at all, then.
I'll say not at all.
All right.
And Mike is trembling and shaking right now.
Now, do you consider your fear and anxiety excessive or unreasonable?
No.
In social situations?
No.
Do you find that your fear...
I dropped out of this test now.
Do you find that your fear and anxiety interfere with your work or social life? In social situations?
No.
All right. Very good. I think we can submit your answers now. I'll click on that. And we're waiting for judgment from Paxil.com. Your score, 13 out of a possible 68. Not typical of a person suffering from social anxiety disorder. You are good to go, my friend.
Ha. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Didn't we know that already?
Yeah. But fun to take the test anyway.
Didn't we know that already? What's the third one?
The third test? Oh, that was about panic.
Well, let Mike take that one, because I monopolized the last one.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, I know that... yeah, go ahead, I'll take it.
All right, just a second. It's going to take a second to bring it up.
I don't have panic attacks.
Buzz, do you have panic attacks?
No, I don't think that I do.
Rob?
No.
No?
No. We'll take it anyway, Mike.
All right, I'll take it anyway.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. Have you, on more than one occasion, had spells or attacks when you suddenly felt anxious, frightened, uncomfortable, or uneasy in a situation where most people would not feel that way?
Now, does flying count?
I guess that
would
be most people.
Most people are not
freaked out, so I guess, I mean, that would be yes.
Have you? Yes, all right. Number two, do the spells peak within 10 minutes? Do you usually get over it quickly?
Yes.
Okay. Question number three. At any time in the past, did any of those spells or attacks come on unexpectedly or spontaneously or occur unpredictably without provocation?
Always. No. Yeah, no. Absolutely not.
Excuse me. Another call about me. Hello. Andrew.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Yeah.
How could you say you don't like being the center of attention? You do a show every day where you're center of attention.
Okay, now listen. See, partially I took this call.
This is where the complexity lies.
Yes. This call partially is a goof, right?
Right.
Because what I'm doing is I'm breaking it on your segment to tell a guy that I don't want to be the center of attention.
Exactly.
Which is why I'm taking this call. But no, I'm talking about...
All about me.
I'm talking about in real life, sir.
Oh, okay.
If you were to go somewhere with me in real life, I always... I'm very much in the back of the room.
Right.
I'm never one of these guys. When we go, like, to a client meeting or something, Mike, and this way, this is why we work so well together. Mike will walk out, put his hand out, and say to the guy, you know, hi.
Man, that's an ugly shirt. You know, how are you?
Nice to meet you. And I would rather just hide.
And how could you just turn it on and off like that?
I am a professional, sir.
And a complex man.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, are we done with you?
With me?
I'm taking my test here.
I'm sorry, Mike.
All right, very
now,
good.
We've come to a point in the test where they want to list for you what some of the symptoms are before you can continue the test.
Okay.
Racing, pounding heart, or skipping heart.
No.
Sweating, trembling, and shaking.
Wait a minute. Skipping heart. I've had that before. I've had the little palpitations before.
You have?
Trembling and shaking, shortness of breath.
No, occasionally.
Feeling of choking or smothering.
No.
Chest pressure, pain, or discomfort?
No.
Well,
maybe sometimes.
Nausea or upset stomach?
No.
Dizziness, unsteadiness, lightheadedness, or faintness?
Yes.
Numbness or tingling sensations?
No.
Chills or hot flashes?
No.
Feelings of being detached from oneself or feelings of unreality?
Yes.
Fear of the worst happening, losing control, or going crazy? Your fear of going crazy, essentially.
No.
A fear of dying. Those are the
yes!
symptoms. Now, none of those are actually questions. That's just a list they wanted you
Whoa.
To be exposed to.
All right, this is making me very nervous.
And then the test, I don't know, it seems to start over again.
Okay.
Let's see what it says. Now, it's all the same things again. I don't understand. I'm gonna enter your same answers and see where it leads us.
Okay, right. See where it leads us, Buzz. Dr. Burbank?
No, it just leads back to the same. It doesn't tell anything.
So it doesn't tell Mike if he needs Paxil.
Well, this
or
is
not.
Great that they're doing this to somebody that might be having panic attacks.
Then
they're going to have a real panic attack after they get through this test because they're going to think they didn't take it correctly.
No, the purpose of this website is clearly to sell medication
and to cause anxiety.
But they didn't sell it to me, though.
No. And this test, you go through this test, you'll keep taking it and going crazier and crazier and crazier, and then you'll...
Well, what's the deal, Buzz? What are you looking at here?
For some reason, this test, unlike the other two, when you've finished answering the three questions, it takes you back to the page that says begin the test. If you click on that, you go through the same thing again. It's just a circle.
I wish I had a younger doctor.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't help.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Just kidding. Okay.
A little meanness there. little negativity.
No meanness at all. No. Let's just wait till you figure out how to take the test.
There's nothing to figure out. I'm done. See. Our work is done here.
Was it a test?
It was a test, but that apparently had no results. The other two worked fine. The third one doesn't.
All
you want to try it? Feel free to give it a shot.
Now, Buzz, yes. You got some issues here.
No, I'm perfectly relaxed.
I think Buzz is having a panic attack.
No. I think so, too.
No.
Are you sweating, Buzz?
Not at all.
He is sweating. Look, he's glowing.
No chest pressure.
Yes.
No dizziness.
Heart palpitations, Buzz.
No hot flashes. I'm fine.
Buzz internalizes his stress.
Yes, he does.
No, I'm fine. I'm relaxed.
Well, why do you think your intestines blew apart like a year ago?
Well, perhaps because something poked through my intestines.
So I'm not going to find out whether I have the... Because I had a few yeses in there. But, I mean, I was pushing it because I really don't think that getting nervous on an airplane is an unusual reaction, and I don't feel like
it. Yeah, lots of other yeses, though.
But, yeah, but, the heart palpitations is a ticker issue. It's not a stress issue. And, I'm on that medicine already.
How does a heart palpitation... If you... A ticker issue is a stress issue.
No.
No?
The ticker issue is just another one of my myriad of health issues.
All right.
That has very, very little to do with stress.
I apologize.
Yes. But, in here sometimes, really, I would get that lightheaded feeling, and I'm not sure whether that's stress or not. Because, you think that's the alcohol, Rob?
Yeah.
All right.
The night before.
Okay. But I'm on the stuff already, so, but you know what? After taking that test, I'm a little confused.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz.
You're going to love that. I'm going to change the topic in a minute,
Thank
Mike.
Thank God.
Hello.
I just want to ask Buzz, does he have weed?
No, not
well,
today.
That's why Buzz never has anxiety.
That's probably the reason.
You're talking about pills. That's what I have to take every day.
Now, what are
you
those?
Wait a minute. Didn't he call earlier? Isn't
yesterday.
This
yes, I did.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Eddie from Queens. I just had open heart surgery.
Oh, God. Hey. All right.
Thank
you, Eddie.
All right. God bless you guys. You've made my hospital stay wonderful.
That's wonderful, Eddie. I hope your ticker's doing okay.
It will be.
Goodbye.
Thanks again.
Goodbye.
It's a baboon heart.
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's back, just in time for the new school year. The big buy one, get one free blowout sale at Verizon Wireless. From color to camera to flip, we've got hot new phones to choose from. All buy one, get one free. Like the LG VX3200. It's a sleek color flip with a built-in speakerphone. Originally $79.99, it's now just $29.99. Buy this hot LG and you'll get a second one free after mail-in and instant rebates, each phone with a new two-year agreement. You can hook up with friends on campus or call home to your family. It doesn't get any better than Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless network. So what are you waiting for? Get over to our killer buy one, get one free blowout sale now, because these are our best back-to-school deals ever. Hurry into Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Subject to new customer agreement and calling plan. $15 activation fee, $175 early cancellation fee. Other charges and restrictions apply while supplies last.
106.7